Welcome back to Good Morning New Hampshire. Have you ever eaten a large pizza or a quarter pounder or a large fry in apple pie to wash it all down with a large shake and justify it by hitting the gym? Or feel no matter how many miles you do on the elliptical, you are not one step closer to your goal? Well, you're not alone. In fact, it may not be the exercise. Did you ever stop to think you can't exercise your way out of a bad diet? Health contributor and personal trainer and business owner Jerry Blaze joins us now. Jerry, realistically, even after an intense workout, you won't burn enough calories to justify all those calories because they're empty, right?
You would be very surprised at how very little you burn during an actual workout. And that can, of course, be very diverse, whether it's mainly cardio or weight training and cardio. You know, a lot of people, like such as myself, wear heart rate monitor watches and Fitbits and all that, and they see a net amount of calories during their particular session, and they assume that all those calories burned were going to take care of that pizza and quarter pounder you had the night before, and it just doesn't work like that. Your body is way smarter than that. I mean, for an example, let's just say you came in for a crazy class, and you burned like 900 calories in an hour during your session, which is very typical in a good heart-thinning class. You're thinking that 900 calories is going to be all from body fat, but you'd be very surprised to learn that really it's probably around 100-150 if you're lucky out of that 900 calories. So people, you know, think that, oh, I'll just come in and I'll hit the gym for 2, sometimes 3 hours at a time. I'll hit it every single day, and they think they can burn off those calories from that one bad meal that they have, and sometimes it's one bad meal, 2 or 3 meals during the week. They never make any progress going forward because they don't realize that your body is a very smart mechanism and it's not going to do a job, which is really mainly storing body fat, not burning body fat.
Now, do we need a caloric deficit? I mean, we're not talking like eating lettuce and celery and salad all day long.
To lose body fat, and everyone is all, you know, people associate the scale with their progress, and then they assume, oh, I lost weight on the scale. But really, your inevitable goal should be to drop some body fat. Well, to drop body fat off your body, you have to be in a caloric deficit. That means that at the end of the day, after you've, you know, gone through work all day, you hit the gym, other various things, chores here and there, there's a net amount of calories that burn. And if you don't eat below that maintenance level of calories, there will be no weight. So we have to be in a deficit. But that does not mean eating like a rabbit and just eating lettuce and celery all day. You have to get a certain amount of macronutrients, and that means a certain amount of protein, a certain amount of starchy carbohydrates, a certain amount of fat.
So poor nutrition can affect performance.
Absolutely. Poor nutrition affects everything, especially performance. When we're younger, you know, maybe we can get away with eating a little bit more liberal. And, you know, I remember being back in the day when I'd start getting some love handles on the sides, and then I'd clean up the diet for a week and they'd be gone. But as you progressively get older chronologically, and you're in your 30s, 40s, and 50s like myself, it's all about nutrition. You cannot let your foot off the throttle. It's got to be 100% all in with the diet.
How can we eat ourselves out of a bad diet?
Well, that's all a matter of some self-discipline, some sacrifice, replacing certain things. Like a lot of people, I battle with people on a daily basis to try to get them to refrain from certain things out of their diet that they just will not give up. They think that, oh, I'm still going to have this XYZ, so I'll just hit the gym tomorrow and I'll just do extra at the gym. You have to have better options and make better choices as far as your carbohydrates, your source of protein, your good fats rather than all the saturated and polyunsaturated fats that are very typical in the American diet.
All right, so I want to ask you about a couple of myths. So one myth that just will not go away is lifting weights make women bulky. So whether it's heavy weight or lightweight, people often hear that term and say, okay, bulky is bad. Just because a woman touches a 10-pound weight doesn't mean they're going to turn into Arnold.
No. If it was only that easy.
Yeah, right?
if it was only that easy, all your hard work in the gym. No, it's the term bulky. Really, the women or men who are getting, quote, bulky in the gym, it's not from the type of lifting they're doing. It's not from going heavy with the weight. It's from eating bad foods, junk foods specifically. Because when you're engaged in a weight training program, whether it be going heavy with lower reps or high reps, high volume, you're making the receptors on your muscles sensitive, so it doesn't need an overabundance of glucose and insulin in your bloodstream. You go through these hard workouts, whichever you choose to do, heavy or light, everything is more sensitive now. So if you go out and eat a very salty, carby type meal, it's going in the cells, and you're gonna have water retention, and you're gonna feel like you're bulky.
It's very difficult to build muscle. It takes a long time.
I know, and I blame social media for that. I've been saying this for years, that people go on these particular social media platforms and they compare themselves to other people. And, you know, so-and-so, they see so-and-so putting muscle on supposedly in two or three weeks and so on. It's not that easy. It's all about dedication and sacrifice, hard work. It's going to take a long time. But, you know, there are certain types of exercises that can make you a little bit blocky somewhat, like a lot in powerlifters, if you notice, they have wide waists and very similar type exercise venues like CrossFit and so on. They do a lot of clean and jerks and powerlifting type movements. That can widen the waist.
But that's kind of the purpose that they're going for.
That's correct. That's exactly what they're going for. So, no, you could come in and train like an animal, like all day long here. It actually would take years to get bulky, so to speak.
Okay, one more thing I have to ask you. You see people doing hundreds and hundreds of crunches. I have always heard abs are not made in the gym. They're made in the kitchen. Why don't you break that one down for us?
And anatomically, physiologically, we all have abs. And when you hear the term abs, it really is a few other things involved with your abdominal muscles, your obliques, your transversus abdominis, otherwise known as your core. You know, you have your lower region of abs and so on. We all have those there.
They might be hidden.
They're hidden by layers and layers of body fat. So when someone says, "I want to get abs," I've been going to the gym and I want to get
a six pack.
I want a six pack, or I even want just a two pack, you know?
Yeah.
I always tell people, if you want a six pack, stop drinking the six pack. You will get abs, but you have to drop your body fat percentage down, and that can take a while, and that's all controlled by the way you're eating. It's all about good nutrition, smart choices.
Yep, that is exactly why you say you can't eat ourselves out of a bad diet.
No.
Jerry, thank you so much. And maybe next week we can kind of break through a couple more of these myths.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to it.
Okay, great. Jerry, thank you and have yourself a great day.